Unit 20. Introducing yourself. One aspect of being human is that we often judge others based on first impressions. Thus, introducing yourself to someone in front of a group of people you already know can be tricky. You have to consider what information you want to provide to the new member, as well as what image you want to project to those who already know you. So, it's interesting that most Japanese respondents to this question chose a modest or even passive way of introducing themselves in this situation, while many Americans preferred a more assertive approach, with almost no one choosing a passive method. I've seen this demonstrated numerous times in my English classes. Whenever a new student joins my class, I ask everyone to introduce themselves to the new member. Without fail, at least one student includes, "Please excuse my terrible English," in his or her self-introduction. The student making this comment is nearly always of the same level as most other students in the class. But the others don't seem to mind this comment and may even praise his or her English skills. I imagine if I were in the class, I might react a bit negatively to such a self-effacing introduction. For Americans, saying you're not skilled at something, when you are at least as good as the people present, could be interpreted by those around you as saying, "Please tell me how good I am." Therefore, if this scenario is moved from a single cultural classroom to an international conference, you can imagine the misunderstandings which could result from being overly modest when introducing yourself in front of a group of business peers. People might think you're begging for compliments. There are problems at the other extreme, too. Although for Americans appearing self-confident is an essential part of winning your peers' respect, actively promoting yourself can seem arrogant. That's probably why only 7% of the American respondents chose it as their ideal choice. But 38% of Japanese males and 24% of females chose this aggressive option as their ideal choice. Is it a matter of, we all want what we don't have?